Hi, welcome to another episode of the Inside Windows Phone Show. Today we continue with our Mango series and we're going to talk about sockets. So Gustavo and Ayman, why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Gustavo Sandoval. I'm a PM on Windows Phone, and for this release I worked on sockets.
My name is Ayman Afana. I am a program manager on Serverlite for Phone.
And you've got the demos today.
Yes, we've got the demos.
So what you got to show, man?
All right, cool. So we've got a couple of demos for basically for multicast and for TCP as well as UDP unicast as well. Where at Mix, basically you all saw basically the chat application where you connect to a server. Today I'll just show you more kind of interactive connectivity with sockets. So for this chat application, we're using UDP multicast. So here I'll just choose a username for both of them. So let's say this dude is Jaime. Oh, sorry.
Is it pretty?
Yep. And this dude is me, Ayman. So here, basically, since I'm chatting with myself, I'll choose one dude to have the beard and the other dude just to be my avatar. And then we'll just connect both of them together. So you can see here, basically, both of them are actually now joining to the multicast group. They're actually now both receiving messages. And you can see here the summary of who's actually entering the cast and what are the messages that's actually being sent over the wire. Here, this is the image of actually who's actually talking or who's the latest person to actually get into the chat. So from here, this is the avatar. So I can just say, hey. And you can see here on the other side, it actually switched over and you got the message.
Yep.
Now this dude can actually say, hey, back. And you can actually see here the other phone actually received the message as well.
Yep.
From the bearded dude. And so on and so forth. So we can actually say bye. And this one can just say bye again.
And again, these two phones are communicating with each other. There's no server. There's no IRC server or anything in the middle. It's just, you know, two phones talking to each other.
Two phones talking to each other just simply just using kind of the
Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi connection that they have between the two.
Okay.
So that's basically a very simple kind of chat application between the two. Now, as you can see, you can actually expand that to something more interactive. So for now, we can actually do something more interactive between the two applications. So for here, let's say this is some username and this is some other username. And we can select our, and now they're both in there. Now, the messages that I send from this phone can actually show up on the other phone as well. And the same vice versa as well, where I can draw from this phone, it can actually show up on the other phone as well. So for example, you can imagine we're sitting in a meeting, I want to send you something, I give you like a smiley face, and you can actually reply back with another frowny face as well. So you can see it's actually directly translating into the other app as well.
So it's the same code or very similar pattern. You're just sending data back and forth.
Exactly.
And you can create more collaborative apps.
Exactly. And you can actually draw both at the same time as well, where it's actually drawing, it's actually receiving and sending at the same time. And yeah, and for me here, the code is actually very kind of inefficient. You can actually do it much more efficiently. And also in terms of from right now, we're just using a regular multicast. Now we have another bug fixes coming up where we can actually facilitate the communications between in the group where they can actually send exclusive unicast messages to each other.
Okay.
So that's actually very important for kind of
DLNA type
scenarios and kind of just the kind of interactivity at the home as well. Which leads us to the next demo, which I'll show you like how to actually control your PC. Now, in reality, basically at home, you don't need the actual wire. It's just here because we have some firewalls and a lot of proxies that's actually making it a little bit difficult. But basically, you can get the idea behind it. So for here, for example, I can launch IE. And you can see here in the screen capture, it's actually launching it.
Yep.
So now I can actually also send some other commands to it where I can go up and down, and I can just select a couple of things over here. Basically, what we have here is actually a program running on the computer, which acts kind of like a server, and you're just connecting to it, and you're sending commands to it. So this is basically an app that was written in almost 2 days, or even less. And basically, it's just kind of more of a proof of concept of actually sending commands back and forth. And also, you can send text commands as well if you want to the like if you have Notepad, you want to type in some stuff, you want to type in a web page.
So it puts together everything you just shown, you know, with the earlier demos where you're sending data, sending some text, and it's just obviously using sockets.
Exactly.
And this one is using a TCP connection as opposed to the other one that you showed?
Exactly. This is actually using TCP connection rather than UDP multicast and UDP unicast as well.
Okay. So those are really great demos. So I guess, you know, everything we saw is sockets, and we keep telling the world we have sockets. So, Gustavo, I think we got to get to the details. Like, what do we have? You know, there's serialized developers who know sockets, but there's differences on the phone. Mm-hmm. So what things are different when we code for the phone?
So basically, what we implemented here is that people that are Silverlight developers are going to feel right at home. It's the same asynchronous model that we have on Silverlight, and you pretty much can port an application from Silverlight to the phone. On the other hand, developers that are coming from .NET or you know, other platforms are going to feel there's just slightly differences. There's a few differences, but what we created was all the building blocks so that you can build your applications. Yep. Some of the names might be different, but it will take half an hour for you to figure out how to port your application to Windows Phone.
I guess the big difference is asynchronous programming on Silverlight and on the phone versus people who come from desktop who usually do, you know, synchronous programming with sockets.
That's right. But, you know, as all developers will know, you can just put a mutex or auto reset event, and you know it will take you an hour to create wrappers to port your application.
Okay. What about like port restrictions? Is there anything that we should know? Like, are we restricted to opening certain ports like we do on the desktop?
No, there's no restrictions on the phone. You can make a connection to a server on any port. Now there's certain restrictions depending on the network that you're in. For example, there are some hotels who don't let you do socket connections.
Yeah, but those are just standard firewall issues that you'll have to deal with regardless.
Exactly.
Okay. What about, so we have UDP, which we don't have on desktop.
That's right. We have, we have pretty much a superset of what we have on Silverlight on the desktop. We have TCP sockets, we have UDP any-source multicast, UDP multi-source unicast, and we also allow you to create unicast sockets. So it's really a superset. In addition, we also have some connection manager for our developers that come from Windows Phone 6.5. We have some connection manager classes that allow you to create the sockets or even HTTP connections either exclusively on a Wi-Fi network or on a cellular network for the operator.
So the connection managers are kind of like me saying I have some policies, like my application should only connect over Wi-Fi, and when I called OpenSocket, you know, always make sure it's over Wi-Fi.
That's right. Now that, you know, some people have basically data plans that have unlimited data, but not everybody and not everywhere. So we're trying to help the developers create applications that are data aware and not use all the data.
Yep.
That.
So they behave well. So
they behave well.
You don't have that shocking bill of, oh, I spent $150.
You don't have $700. Of a bill when you come home.
Okay. So last question is, how are we doing on the APIs? Like, this, you know, people watching this video will be on beta. Are the APIs complete? Are they, you know, is there a lot of features that are still missing?
Right now, the APIs are complete. We have a few bugs that we need to figure out between here and RTM, mostly around the debugging on XDE on our simulator. But we think that those should be fixed by the time they get the final build of the tools.
Okay. So any developer that's watching this video and is ready to go in and build their, you know, game or, you know, anything that will use sockets is definitely fair game to get started now and assume that most of their code will be the
same. APIs are pretty much finished. So it should work between now and RTM.
Okay. Well, there you go. Sockets is in Mango. It's all the bits are in the beta build that you have available today, and we're very much code complete, so you can get started now. And you know, if you have questions, email Ayman or Gustavo. I'll get you their emails.
All right,
thanks, guys.
Cool. Thanks a lot.